请登录 synapselingo.com 查看我们的应用程序。
It was a sunny day at Devil's Pulpit.
那是魔鬼讲坛的晴天。
People came to enjoy the beautiful view.
人们来欣赏美丽的景色。
The river was calm and clear.
河水平静而清澈。
Suddenly, someone shouted for help.
突然，有人大声呼救。
A man was in the water and could not swim.
一个男人在水中，不能游泳。
People called the rescue team quickly.
人们迅速呼叫了救援队。
The rescue team arrived in 5 minutes.
救援队五分钟内到达。
They saw the man struggling in the river.
他们看见了在河里挣扎的男人。
The team used ropes and boats for rescue.
团队使用绳索和船只进行救援。
One rescuer jumped into the water.
一个救援者跳入水中。
He reached the man and held him tightly.
他走到那个男人那里，紧紧地抱着他。
Other rescuers helped pull them to the shore.
其他救援人员帮助把他们拉到了岸边。
The man was wet but alive.
那个男人湿了，但还活着。
A doctor checked him quickly.
一位医生快速检查了他。
The man was cold and needed warm clothes.
那个男人觉得冷，并且需要暖和的衣服。
Volunteers gave him a blanket and water.
志愿者给了他一条毯子和水。
The man thanked everyone with a weak smile.
那个男人带着虚弱的微笑感谢了大家。
Later, he spoke with the police to tell his story.
后来，他与警察交谈，讲述了他的故事。
The community was happy about the safe rescue.
社区对安全的救援感到高兴。
The family decided to go on a summer trip to the beach.
这家人决定去海滩度暑假。
They needed to pack clothes and sunscreen.
他们需要打包衣服和防晒霜。
Mom made a list to help remember everything.
妈妈做了一个清单来帮助记住所有事情。
Dad checked the car to make sure it was ready.
爸爸检查了汽车，以确保它已准备好。
The children were very excited about the trip.
孩子们对这次旅行非常兴奋。
They left early in the morning to avoid traffic.
他们一大早离开了，以避开交通。
On the way, they stopped at a small restaurant for lunch.
在路上，他们在一家小餐馆停下来吃午饭。
The food was delicious and everyone enjoyed it.
食物非常美味，每个人都很享受它。
After lunch, they drove through a small town to see the sights.
午饭后，他们驾车经过一个小镇去参观景点。
The children took many photos of interesting places.
孩子们拍了许多有趣地方的照片。
In the late afternoon, they arrived at the beach hotel.
在傍晚时分，他们抵达了海滩酒店。
The hotel was near the water and had a big swimming pool.
酒店靠近水边，有一个大游泳池。
The children played in the pool while the parents relaxed.
孩子们在游泳池里玩耍，而父母们则放松。
In the evening, they walked along the beach and watched the sunset.
傍晚时分，他们沿着海滩散步，观看日落。
The next day, they went swimming in the sea.
第二天，他们去海里游泳。
In the evening, they ate dinner at a nearby restaurant.
晚上，他们在附近的餐厅吃了晚饭。
Everyone was happy and relaxed after the trip.
每个人在旅行后都很快乐和放松。
Sarah attended a career event in her city.
莎拉参加了她所在城市的职业活动。
She wanted to learn how to build professional networks.
她想学习如何建立专业网络。
The event was filled with people from diverse backgrounds.
活动充满了来自不同背景的人们。
Sarah felt a little nervous at first, but decided to start conversations.
莎拉起初感到有点紧张，但决定开始交谈。
She introduced herself confidently to a manager from a tech company.
她自信地向一家科技公司的经理介绍了自己。
The manager shared useful advice about job searching.
经理分享了关于求职的有用建议。
She explained that networking can open many new opportunities.
她解释说，网络能够开启许多新的机会。
Sarah listened carefully and asked thoughtful questions.
莎拉认真地听着，并提出深思熟虑的问题。
She exchanged contact information with several people.
她与几个人交换了联系信息。
After the event, Sarah sent emails to thank her new contacts.
活动结束后，萨拉发送了电子邮件，以感谢她的新联系人。
She felt more confident about her career path.
她对她的职业道路感到更加自信。
Networking helped Sarah understand the needs of different companies.
网络帮助萨拉理解不同公司的需求。
She also learned the value of maintaining those connections.
她也学会了维护那些联系的价值。
To build a strong network takes time and effort.
建立强大的网络需要时间和努力。
Sarah started attending events regularly and kept in touch with her contacts.
莎拉开始定期参加活动，并与她的联系人保持联系。
Over time, her network grew and new career opportunities appeared.
随着时间的推移，她的网络发展壮大，新的职业机会出现了。
Sarah was grateful she had taken the time to build her professional network.
萨拉感激她花时间建立了她的专业网络。
Now, she encourages others to do the same.
现在，她鼓励别人也这样做。
Last summer, Maria decided to explore new sports and hobbies to make her life more exciting.
去年夏天，玛利亚决定探索新的运动和爱好，以使她的生活更加精彩。
She started by enrolling in a local swimming class to improve her fitness and confidence in the water.
她通过报名参加本地游泳班开始，以提高她的体能和水中的自信心。
After a few weeks, she felt more comfortable and skilled, which encouraged her to try other activities.
几周后，她感觉更加舒适和熟练，这鼓励她尝试其他活动。
One weekend, she signed up for a beginner's rock climbing course to challenge herself and build strength.
一个周末，她报名参加了一个初级攀岩课程，挑战自己并增强力量。
Though it was difficult at first, Maria soon enjoyed the exhilaration of reaching new heights.
虽然一开始很困难，玛利亚很快就享受到了达到新高度的兴奋。
Encouraged by her progress, she joined a community yoga class every Tuesday evening.
受到她进展的鼓励，她每个星期二晚上参加了社区瑜伽课。
Yoga helped her develop flexibility and calm her mind after a busy day at work.
瑜伽帮助她发展了柔韧性，并平静了她的心灵，经历了忙碌的一天工作之后。
She also experimented with painting, discovering a relaxing and creative outlet.
她也尝试了绘画，发现了一个放松和有创造力的出口。
Maria found that trying new things broadened her horizons and boosted her confidence.
玛利亚发现尝试新事物拓宽了她的视野，增强了她的自信心。
Later, she took up cycling and explored scenic trails outside the city on weekends.
后来，她开始骑自行车，并在周末探索了室外的风景小径。
She especially enjoyed the fresh air and beautiful landscapes during her rides.
她特别喜欢新鲜的空气和美丽的风景，在她骑行的时候。
Through these activities, Maria noticed a positive change in her energy and mood.
通过这些活动，玛利亚注意到她的能量和情绪发生了积极的变化。
She realized that engaging in diverse hobbies helped her relax and keep a balanced lifestyle.
她意识到参与各种爱好帮助她放松并保持了均衡的生活方式。
Motivated by her progress, Maria planned to continue exploring and learning new activities all year round.
受到她的进展激励，玛利亚计划继续探索和学习新的活动一整年。
She even signed up for a dance workshop to experience something completely different.
她甚至报名参加了一个舞蹈工作坊，以体验完全不同的东西。
Through her adventurous journey, Maria discovered that exploring new sports and hobbies enriched her life in many ways.
通过她冒险的旅程，玛利亚发现探索新的体育运动和爱好丰富了她的生活的多种方式。
She found joy in learning skills, meeting new people, and embracing challenges with a positive attitude.
她在学习技能、结识新朋友以及以积极的态度迎接挑战中找到了快乐。
Overall, her dedication to trying new sports and hobbies not only improved her health but also enriched her social life and personal growth.
总体而言，她对尝试新运动和爱好的投入不仅改善了她的健康，还丰富了她的社交生活和个人成长。
Climate change is one of the most pressing issues facing humanity today.
气候变化是当今人类面临的最紧迫的问题之一。
The causes of climate change are diverse and complex, ranging from industrial emissions to deforestation and beyond.
气候变化的原因多种多样且复杂，范围从工业排放到森林砍伐及更远。
Greenhouse gases such as carbon dioxide and methane trap heat in the atmosphere, leading to global warming.
温室气体如二氧化碳和甲烷在大气中捕获热量，导致全球变暖。
The increase in Earth's average temperature disrupts ecosystems, threatens species survival, and exacerbates weather extremes.
地球平均温度的上升扰乱了生态系统，威胁物种的生存，并加剧了极端天气。
To effectively combat these challenges, a comprehensive approach involving both governmental policies and individual actions is essential.
为了有效应对这些挑战，需要一种包含政府政策和个人行动的全面方法，这是必不可少的。
Governments worldwide must implement stringent regulations that limit carbon emissions and promote renewable energy sources.
全球各国政府必须实施严格的法规，限制碳排放，并促进可再生能源的使用。
Investments in solar, wind, and hydroelectric power technology have shown promising results in reducing reliance on fossil fuels.
对太阳能、风能和水电能源技术的投资已显示出在减少对化石燃料依赖方面的有希望的结果。
Individuals also play a crucial role by adopting sustainable habits such as reducing waste, conserving water, and supporting eco-friendly products.
个人通过采用可持续的习惯在其中扮演着关键角色，例如减少浪费、节约用水以及支持环保产品。
Education and awareness campaigns are instrumental in fostering a collective responsibility towards environmental conservation.
教育和意识宣传活动在促进对环境保护的集体责任方面起着重要作用。
Urban planning that incorporates green spaces and efficient public transport can significantly reduce a city's carbon footprint.
包含绿色空间和高效公共交通的城市规划可以显著减少城市的碳足迹。
Moreover, international cooperation is vital since climate change transcends national borders and affects global stability.
此外，国际合作至关重要，因为气候变化超越国家边界并影响全球稳定。
Innovative technologies like carbon capture and storage offer hopeful avenues but require considerable investment and political will.
创新技术如碳捕获和储存提供了充满希望的途径，但需要大量投资和政治意愿。
Failure to act decisively risks irreversible damage to natural habitats and human societies alike.
未能果断行动会对自然栖息地和人类社会造成不可逆转的破坏风险。
Community-led initiatives often succeed in raising awareness and encouraging grassroot-level participation in conservation efforts.
由社区主导的倡议常常成功地提高意识并鼓励基层参与保护工作。
Adopting a multifaceted strategy that blends policy, innovation, and education stands as the best hope for safeguarding our planet's future.
采用多方面的策略，融合政策、创新和教育，被视为保护我们星球未来的最佳希望。
Urgency is paramount because the window to make meaningful change is closing fast, demanding immediate and sustained global commitment.
紧迫性至关重要，因为实现有意义变革的窗口正在迅速关闭，要求立即和持续的全球承诺。
Only through collaborative efforts can humanity hope to reverse the damage and build a resilient and sustainable future for all.
只有通过合作努力，人类才能希望扭转损害，并为所有人建设一个有韧性和可持续的未来。
On a brisk morning in Jenin, an unforeseen diplomatic incident unfolded, shaking the foundations of regional relations.
在杰宁的一个清爽的早晨，发生了一起意想不到的外交事件，动摇了地区关系的基础。
The Egyptian diplomatic delegation, en route to foster cooperative projects, became the unexpected target of a violent shooting.
埃及外交代表团在前往促进合作项目的途中，成为一次突发暴力枪击的目标。
The attack took place near a busy market, where several bystanders witnessed the chaos and fled for safety.
袭击发生在一个繁忙的市场附近，那里有几个旁观者目睹了混乱，并为安全逃离。
Fortunately, the delegation escaped unharmed, but the incident sent shockwaves throughout the diplomatic community.
幸运的是，代表团安然无恙地逃脱了， 但事件在外交界引起了强烈震动。
Egypt promptly demanded a thorough investigation, urging the local authorities to provide explanations and guarantee the safety of foreign envoys.
埃及立即要求彻底调查，敦促当地当局提供解释，并保证外国使节的安全。
The Palestinian leadership condemned the assault unequivocally and vowed to cooperate fully with the investigation.
巴勒斯坦领导层明确谴责了袭击，并承诺全面配合调查。
International observers expressed concern over the potential destabilization in a region already fraught with tension.
国际观察员表达了对一个已充满紧张局势地区潜在不稳定的关注。
Several governments called for restraint and dialogue to prevent any escalation that could derail peace efforts.
多个政府呼吁克制和对话，以防止任何可能破坏和平努力的升级。
The United Nations convened an emergency session to address the ramifications of the shooting and to underscore the necessity of protecting diplomatic missions.
联合国召开紧急会议，处理枪击事件的后果，并强调保护外交使团的必要性。
Meanwhile, security forces in Jenin increased patrols and implemented tighter control measures in an effort to prevent similar incidents.
与此同时，杰宁的安全部队增加了巡逻，并实施了更严格的控制措施，以防止类似事件的发生。
Analysts debated the underlying motivations, speculating on whether the attack was politically driven or a manifestation of criminal elements exploiting instability.
分析人士就潜在动机展开了辩论，推测这次袭击是出于政治动机，还是犯罪分子利用不稳定因素的表现。
The Egyptian government appealed to the international community for solidarity and increased security assurances for its diplomats abroad.
埃及政府呼吁国际社会团结合作，加强对其驻外外交官的安全保障。
Simultaneously, investigators scrutinized surveillance footage, interviewed witnesses, and gathered forensic evidence to piece together the sequence of events.
同时，调查人员仔细查看了监控录像，采访了证人，并收集了法医证据，以拼凑事件的顺序。
Diplomatic channels buzzed with tense negotiations as all parties sought to manage the crisis without inflaming existing hostilities.
外交渠道在紧张的谈判中活跃，当各方努力管理危机，同时避免激起现有的敌对情绪。
The incident reignited debates about the vulnerability of diplomatic missions in volatile zones, prompting calls for enhanced protections globally.
事件重新引发了关于动荡地区外交使团脆弱性的辩论，促使全球范围内呼吁加强保护措施。
In response, several countries reviewed their security protocols and initiated joint initiatives to bolster safety measures for diplomats.
作为回应，若干国家审查了他们的安全协议，并启动了联合倡议，以加强外交官的安全措施。
As the investigation continues, questions remain about accountability and the geopolitical ramifications that could reshape alliances.
随着调查的继续，关于问责和地缘政治影响的问题仍然存在，这些可能重塑联盟。
The shooting incident in Jenin serves as a stark reminder of the fragility of peace and the perpetual risks faced by those who serve in diplomatic capacities.
杰宁的枪击事件作为对和平脆弱性的严峻提醒，以及那些在外交岗位上服务者所面临的持续风险。
Ultimately, the incident may catalyze renewed commitments toward conflict resolution and improved security collaboration between involved nations.
最终，该事件可能催化面向冲突解决和改进的安全合作的重新承诺，涉及相关国家之间。
请登录 synapselingo.com 查看我们的应用程序。